Unsigned Live with Charlie and Mark.
That was Mac DeMarco there with Annie, and we should be joined with Willie J. Healy. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes. I think we need a hallelujah.
Do you? We need an amen.
We need an... How are you, Willie?
I'm great. How are you?
I am a little bit shook up after that, I've got to be honest.
It turned out that we were using the wrong phone.
Yes. We have a million phones in the studio.
It happens. I don't really know how to use my phone, so don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm glad we're both in the same boat here. So, Willie J. Healy, first question. How would you describe your sound for people who haven't heard you before?
Ooh, I guess it's like slightly pop, alternate indie rock.
So we've just heard Mac DeMarco there, and I've seen your sound described as a mix of Kurt Vile, Mac DeMarco, and a little bit of Lou Reed. Would you say that's a fair assessment to make?
Yeah, I guess. I'd probably say, like, I'm more influenced by those artists as opposed to sounding like them.
Yeah.
There might be a slight vibe in there, but yeah. I guess it's fair. I like them all, so that works for me.
I think it's a very, very unique sound, and we sure love the new EP, Saturday Night Feeling.
Yeah. How did you come up with the name Willie J. Healy?
Well, my name's my normal name is William John Healy.
Okay, but how did you come up with the name Willie J. Healy?
Because it's kind of my initials, but also I'm a big Willie Nelson fan.
Ah. So your latest EP, Saturday Night Feeling, what's a typical Saturday night for Willie J. Healy?
So, typical Saturday night is demoing in my garage. So nothing too lively, but yeah, making music, really.
So what was the recording process for that EP like?
It was cool. I tend to demo everything on my own first. So the first EP I did, I demoed everything and then released it just like that, kind of lo-fi, and then Saturday Night Feeling, I demoed it, and then I took it to a guy's studio called Jolien Thomas, who did Slaves and some other cool stuff. And we kind of like polished it up a little bit, but it was really easy. It took like, I don't know, a few days, 3 or 4 days to do the whole thing, and yeah, it was just really fun.
Did you have a lot of people working on that record with you, sort of people playing different instruments?
No, for that one it was just me and Jolien, so he played drums and I played everything else, so it was kind of just the two of us.
Oh wow.
So when you play live, you play with a full band, is that right?
Yeah, it's a full band setup, so I play with a bunch of my friends who just happen to be really wicked at what they do.
So what's it like having a band play like songs that you've like demoed in your garage, as you say? Like how hard is it transitioning from the idea in your head or the demo recording to like a live setup?
I guess it's I really enjoy like taking them to the band because they're all involved creatively as well, so live they are always slightly different. But I think it's good to be open-minded and take on everyone's ideas and stuff. So it's quite a fun process because it's kind of like the structure and everything is the same as a recording, but it's got a little bit more flavour on it.
Nice.
With the two EPs now being completed, can we expect an album soon?
Yeah, well, I don't really like EPs that much. I think they're... I don't know. I much prefer albums, but I'm definitely not going to do another EP. I think I'm going to start working on an album. I've got over an album's worth of demos and everything. I just need to pick from them now. So yeah, I'll be working on an album, probably releasing a few singles here and there in the meantime.
Cool. So what's with the milk?
The milk.
Yeah.
it's cool, isn't it? I don't really know. It was just an idea. I was obviously trying to get a cover for an EP, and I had a few cool ideas, and they're all just a little bit middle of the road, so I tried like doing some stupid stuff. And originally it was just me stood with a glass of milk, and then
the Smith single with Morrissey.
What's that? Has he got milk on it?
Yeah, there's a Smith single where Morrissey has a glass of milk and is just smiling.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.